time? Is it time, do you think?
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on
it's
Marty
time.
In the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, morning. Welcome, my friend.
Good morning.
Welcome. Nice to have you this morning. Now, as we launch ourselves through the summer...
Can you believe we're talking?
It's flying. Flying it is. It really is. Won't be long now. What does that mean? I don't know. People say that to you. Won't be long now. What did it mean? Like the end of the summer? The holidays? Christmas?
Schools will be back. Marty, we won't even go there.
That's right. Your children will be back in the school again, the divils. Listen, talk to me about what have you got today?
I have got two lovely recipes, and the first one is a spicy chicken salad with a mango salsa. So we done a mango salsa a few weeks ago on your show, but this is kind of a little variation, but not unlike it at the same time.
Okay.
We done it with those lovely, remember the lovely sticky pork?
Yes,
and,
indeed.
Pineapple, skewers. And then we're going to do sticky chicken wings with an Asian slaw.
Okay.
And the wings are gorgeous. So we'll talk about them in a minute. This recipe is a classic and an old friend to me, and I'll tell you why. My mother used to make this in the restaurant, and we used to have it on a Sunday lunch. It's a starter or a main course, a salad of spicy chicken. And it's the crumb that's interesting. They're actually a chicken goujon, but a homemade chicken goujon. So for both recipes, try and get the best quality chicken, the Board B Equality Mark, as we both know. The one that I use is fed and corn. So it's a maize-fed chicken, which is beautiful, corn-fed chicken. So for this recipe, we're using a couple of chicken breasts cut into strips. You know the little mini fillets you get already prepped? They're fantastic for this.
Right, okay.
So I often do this at home. And what I do, Marty, I do batches of this and I pop the chicken little strips into the freezer, and when you crumb them, they'll keep for about 3, maybe 4 days, depending on the date of the chicken.
Okay.
It's the breadcrumbs I'm going to talk to you about.
The chicken is dead at this stage, I think.
Very much so.
I'm just checking.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, breadcrumbs in the food processor, so you blend them. Or you can buy ready-made breadcrumbs, of course you can.
Yeah.
Now, this is where it gets interesting. So, a couple of teaspoonfuls of medium curry powder and some mild chilli powder, 2 teaspoonfuls of that. So that goes into the breadcrumbs for lovely crunch, sesame seeds, and then a little bit of parsley. So what I like to do is to blend that up in the food processor just to get it all mixed through.
Okay.
And then what you're going to do with your little strips of chicken, you're going to dip it in flour. You're going to get a couple of eggs. You're going to beat it with a little bit of milk. You're going to flour, egg and breadcrumb. We call that pané. What do we call it?
Pané.
Pané.
Do you? Why?
Pané.
Because that's what it's called.
It's a French technique.
I see.
And it's what the dip in flour, egg and breadcrumbs.
All right.
So when your chicken
Julia
is...
Julia Childs now, would that be one of hers?
Say again?
Julia Childs.
Oh, absolutely, you're right.
That would be hers.
You're right, very good. Well, you know your onions, Marty.
All right, just one of the other chefs I know.
Your chicken is crumbed, and keep that in the fridge. And you know what a lot of people have now is an air fryer. I recently got one at the start of the summer.
An air fryer?
Yes.
Please explain to those who don't
have
one.
An air fryer is just a really quick way of cooking. It's dry heat. You can dry roast, you can dry fry, you can crisp. I'm not an expert on it. Imelda's used it quite a bit. And it's great for this chicken. It really is. They'll cook in about 12 minutes.
Oh.
12, 15 minutes. Yeah, depending on the thickness of the chicken.
What's it called again?
And it's an air fryer. Yeah, okay. It's hard to describe to you. It's like two little... You can get ones with one drawer and two drawers. Put in your meat, do the settings, the timer, the temperature. It counts down. Cooks it. It's absolutely brilliant. And it's healthy because I have a deep fat fryer at home. I don't use it every week, to be truthful with you.
Sure.
But it's always messy.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's not my cooking. It's just messy.
I know. Deep fat
fryer.
It is, yeah.
And probably not the healthiest way to cook. I believe everything in moderation. So there's a few other ways you can cook this. You don't need an air fryer, just for your listeners. In the oven at 180, and that'll take about 15 minutes. Or else what I like to sometimes do is to shallow fry in oil and our good friend some butter. It would give lovely flavour.
Yeah.
So you get that lovely golden kind of flavour. So, Marty, with this, we're going to talk about our salsa. So your chicken is cooked, however way you want to cook it.
Okay.
It doesn't take long. And then our salsa, a ripe mango, finely diced. We're going to put in some roasted peppers. You know the lovely roasted peppers you get? So you just literally dice that, and if there's any of the little black bits from the grill, take that off your peppers.
Okay.
And then we're going to put in a little bit of the juice of the lime. Remember you were telling me a few weeks ago you love your limes?
I do.
Yeah, in your mojitos. And, be joking, I didn't say. So you mix that all together, sweet chili sauce, rapeseed oil, and then a little bit of basil. Mix that all together.
Lovely.
Salsas are great because they keep really well in the fridge. That can keep up to a week. Your chicken can be made ahead, it can be frozen. If you're going to cook it from the freezer, take it out to defrost. That's what I recommend, you know, so you defrost it in the fridge. So there's lots of interesting flavours here, Marty. The curry,
really is.
The chili, the sesame seeds and the chicken.
Yeah.
These could be the most tasty chicken goujons you ever do. And you
but
know what sometimes
got
I do with
coriander
this?
And everything.
You know the big wraps? You know the wraps,
yes,
like the tortilla wraps? I get mayonnaise, little bit of pesto, couple of chicken, cooked chicken goujons, bit of salad, wrap it up in mango.
Oh, gorgeous. That sounds wonderful.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah.
So this is just served with some salad, the mango salsa, and that's all you need. Couple of chips on the side, Marty, sure.
Couple of chips just for roughage on the side.
For roughage.
Spicy chicken salad with mango salsa. And what's the other chicken?
The other one is sticky chicken wings with Asian slaw. So we'll talk about the little dressing for the actual chicken wings. You're going to mix in some sugar, so we're using some brown sugar, a hot chili sauce. So, you know, we all know Frank's hot chili sauce, but Simply Better bought out a really lovely one that's made in County Wicklow, a hot wing sauce, which is hot. Just for your listeners, it's excellent. And it's Irish made, which is lovely to support Irish producers.
Yeah.
Couple of spoonfuls of balsamic vinegar. Dark soy sauce, a little bit of whole grain mustard, and then loads of wings. So I'm using 32 wings. 32
wings.
You don't have to count them. I'm serving four, so you at least need 6 or 8 per person.
How many chickens is that?
That's a very
many
good
wings
question.
Does it have? How many wings do chickens have?
Two. So. You do the maths. He's getting out the phone here. 16, the calculator.
Good. It's 16 chickens.
They're good value. You can do this with drumsticks, and you can do this with chicken thighs if you want to. But the wings
drumsticks,
are
hard to be. Yeah.
Lovely.
No. I can't buy them.
Why?
I don't like chicken.
You're joking me. I never knew that, Marty.
Yeah, no, I don't like them. But the drumsticks now, I'd be happy out.
And they're just too fiddly and not meat.
I don't know what it is.
Do they catch your teeth?
I don't know. Getting caught in my feelings. Never. Ever did it for me. Isn't that mad?
And
at home, everybody loves wings in our house. Everybody, except me.
There's a restaurant in Dublin called Elephant and Castle.
That's down Temple Bar, is it?
Thank you, you're brilliant.
It is Temple Bar.
And they have some of the most delicious and famous chicken wings. And
really?
They do them with a bucket. You're obviously not
a
regular.
No, I'm not. But that's a very famous place, isn't it? The Elephant Castle.
That's lovely food.
Anyway, keep going. No, it's fine.
These are very different to theirs. You get a lovely little bit of soy, balsamic chili, as we said, whole grain mustard, which kind of cuts through the richness. So if you mix up all that together, cover it in a bowl and put your chicken wings in there for about 3 hours, or even better still, overnight in the fridge, covered in cling film, or in a Tupperware container.
Right.
Then you preheat your oven to 190, and then what you're going to do is you literally on a roasting tray, and a good tip for you, just for your listeners, line the roasting tray with parchment paper. It's going to stop it from caramelizing or burning in the oven. Okay, do that. So parchment paper, line that, spread over your marinated chicken wings, which are raw, goes into the oven at 190, and you cook it for about 25-30 minutes.
Yeah, you mean you cut them on the parchment paper?
Sprinkle them over, exactly, Marty. On a tray, parchment paper, chicken wings into the oven.
Yep.
Don't cover them.
No.
And then, Marty, then we're going to literally have them lovely and sticky and sweet. You can sprinkle some sesame seeds, and like that, they're delicious on their own. But we're going to serve that with a little bit of Asian coleslaw. So rapeseed oil, sesame oil, you mix that all together, a little bit of fresh coriander and a little bit of light soy sauce. And then mince that some carrot, which is very, very thinly cut into very thin strips.
Lovely.
Or sliced, whatever you want to. Mm-hmm. Red onion, some white cabbage.
Red onion.
You're happy.
I am.
The white cabbage, you know, like the coleslaw cabbage, Marty. Yeah.
Yes.
So that white cabbage would work perfect. The core removed and then finely shredded, and then some watercress into that, which is optional. Mix that all together with that dressing on the side with the chicken wings, I'm telling you.
You'd be
and
loving
a
that.
Potato.
You'd be loving that.
So tasty.
Yeah, well. but I can do it with drumsticks.
Oh, yeah. Drumsticks, isn't that funny?
Do it with them, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just that presumably it is the texture. There's no other reason.
And Marty, if you are going to cook them with the drumsticks, that could take up to maybe 35, 40 minutes.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, when you're doing that many, to be truthful with you.
Whereas this takes?
Yeah, about 25, 30 minutes. Yeah, you want them sticky, you know, and you want them really kind of lovely and caramelized.
Yes, you love these. I can see by you.
Yeah. Other favourite.
Yeah.
It's not
you're not making
them.
That now when I come up for you, not when we come
oh,
up for
you. Don't worry, you'll get something a bit different.
I'm just checking. So now, it's spicy chicken salad with mango salsa, and then just now, sticky chicken wings with Asian slaw, but it can be drumsticks.
Absolutely.
Or chicken thighs,
or chicken thighs. Good value, full of flavour and absolutely delicious.
That's lovely. This is all available, lads, on the RT Lyric FM March in the Morning webpage. The two recipes, which is great. Do you know what you'd be good to play?
Go on.
Bette Midler, The Wind Beneath My Wings. Wouldn't that be good?
Wouldn't it? You're on fire,
or as we call it, The Wings Beneath My Wind.
I thought you were going to play the chicken song.
No, The Wings.
No,
chance. No, the Wings Beneath My Wind, I think, is what we take.
I love it.
Miss Bette Midler, ladies and gentlemen, to the microphone. Safe home.
You too.
Look after yourself,
Marty. Have a great weekend.
Take your chicken wings with you.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.